This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Yes, we're such big fans.
Because we're joined by one of the funniest people on TV right now. She plays Principal Ava Coleman on the Emmy winning. I mean, literally, if you don't like hear every other word coming out of someone's mouth that isn't Abbott Elementary, I don't know what you're talking about. It's Janelle James.
Hi, Janelle. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to have a whole segment with you. I have a bunch of questions ready. But for now, we're going to hop right into the news. And I was wondering if you would kindly kick us off.
Excellent.
All right, your choice.
Here we go.
All right. The New York Post says that being a cheap date is in. And there's a new word for it, infladating. Mm-hmm. Coined by the dating app Plenty of Fish, infladating is opting for a low-cost loving in the age of inflation. So instead of dinner and a movie where you have to pay for gas and food and tickets, an average of $98, not New York, for an evening out, daters are going on a walk in the park or having a drink over Zoom.
I don't want to drink over Zoom.
I do like being inventive, though, and
sure.
That this is
creative.
A priority. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, I guess, you know, I was just like, hey, Netflix and chill, you know. But, like, if you're also just getting to know somebody, do you even feel comfortable having them over to your house?
That is a no.
To theirs? Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I think cheap is making it sound cheap. But I'd go on a low-cost date if it's creative and I like the person, we have fun, yeah. Sure.
You know what's a good date to do? If you get a first date, you don't want to buy like someone a 4-course meal, if you don't want to, do a happy hour. Because girl, I will buy you a jalapeno popper. There's no risk in that, right? Yeah. We each get to share it. Yeah. If we don't like each other, go your own way. It costs me $6.99,
I'm definitely
good.
Definitely feed me.
Say, Janelle, you're tasked. You have to be creative and come up with the infladate. What are you doing?
Why am I doing that? I'm a woman. I've done enough. I'm here.
I want to go on a date with
you. I'm here. What else do you want?
I love that. I've done enough. I'm here. Hello. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, up next, if you don't like to deliver bad news, the University of California, Berkeley has a new course for you. I really found this story interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports that Berkeley Haas School of Business added this course. It's called Difficult Conversations Conflict Lab. And they added it to its curriculum to help future business leaders learn how to navigate office politics, give criticism, and just kind of deal with all that uncomfortable stuff that we have to deal with in life. That's life. I don't know. I'm into this. I feel like this could work in more areas. Like, you got to deal with stuff. So how are you going to deal with it?
Mm-hmm. Are you a straight shooter?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
You seem
like one.
But
this sounds like teaching people how to fire you in a nice way. That's what it sounds like for business leaders, but I'll take that. I'm a pretty straight shooter.
I believe you.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
How would you fire someone if you had to?
Oh, I just fired someone just recently. It was a phone call.
Okay.
I said, you're fired.
And they said?
And they said, I knew it was coming.
Oh. And then you said?
I said, oh, well, that's great. So, gotta go, because I'm running in somewhere. Always have somewhere to go when you do the call. Like, oh, what's that? Gotta go. So yeah. Sorry. See, best wishes.
And you are a straight shooter.
I mean, you know.
Again, I think life you should teach a class on this. Yeah.
Well, I think she just did teach a class on it. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
hey, you're
you.
Fired. Gotta
thank
go.
Thank you.
Bye. That was easy. Well, tis the season for overnight guests, and the website Study Finds says that if they stay 4 days or longer, you are ready to throw them out, right? 49% of people say 3 days is max for their hosting during the holidays. Okay, but I mean, think about that. That's a long time, 4 days to have anybody in your house. What?
Well, I like your sensibilities so much.
Four
I can't
days,
wait
three
to hear.
Nights.
Yeah, that's is that
you
too long?
You checking out 4 days on the fourth day? I would make that clear. Not 4 nights. Yeah. 3 nights.
And
check
and
out before noon.
What if they what if they came to you and said, you know, Janelle, I'm having such a good time.
I'm sure, because I'm a great host. But check out is yeah. Check out is at noon.
She says,
including
time.
My mom. She knows.
Really?
I just love.
No, I'm joking. I love my mom.
I love it. I do. But this is interesting. A show of hands, who thinks that, like, there is an expiration date for house guests?
Everyone.
Almost everyone in here. Mm-hmm.
I think you should sort of set it up ahead of time, right? Yeah, you have to have the conversation.
And then, like with children, you stick with the boundary.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Do you remember
right.
what I say whenever it's time to go, whether it's a dinner party or guest? I always look at them and I say, well, this was fun. Right? And that means get out.
Get out.
Get
well,
out.
Speaking of the holidays, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the beauty babe or the beauty junkie in your life, you have to go to Net-a-Porter because I don't know if you know, oh my God, everything they do is so
luxe. Oh my God, Drew, thank you so much.
I know, by the way, I am going to gift this to you. All right, so here's what you
I don't
get.
I what's in it, look at me.
Because everybody can do this. If you go to Net-a-Porter and you spend $200 and something, you can get $1,000 worth of beauty. It's about $299.
Wow.
And then you get this advent calendar that's worth $1,000 of beauty. And this is what Net-a-Porter is doing for Christmas. So Merry Christmas,
thank
Janelle. Just, you know, a present because we get to keep this conversation going. I heard that Chris Rock cold called you.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about it because we're going to break and we're going to hear about it right after that. I can't wait.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Ava, I got you.
Wait a minute, are you sure? Because I got Ava.
I did too.
Yeah, I put my name in a few times because I knew all of your mediocre gifts would add up to one decent gift. $17 to the office loft. I didn't think it would be yours, Gregory.
Whoa. award-winning show, all the rage, most successful show on television. Thank you, everybody, Abbott Elementary. Okay, so going into the break, I asked you, is it true that Chris Rock cold called you? And how did that happen?
It was around this time. I think it was the day after Christmas, about 5 years ago. And I had been doing stand-up for about 5 years at that time. And I had an unknown number pop up on my phone. And who answers that? And I answered it for whatever reason. And it was, and I said hello. And he said, Janelle James, Christopher Rock, like that. And I was like, get the hell. And, you know, I'm a comedian.
He announces himself as Christopher Rock.
But I'm glad he did because I'm a comedian. We're all jerks. It could have been somebody pranking me, and if he had said Chris Rock, I would have hung up. I'd have been like, whoever this is, leave me alone. But Christopher Rock is, I'm like, oh, this is Chris Rock. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. But he was my first big tour. Like, he took me on tour with him. And that, like, introduced me to, like, such a, you know, a way broader fan base than I had at the time, which were just, like, white dudes in the Midwest.
Okay, so you play like, you know, the bad boss on the show. You got tons of attitude.
Bad.
I love your character so much.
Thank you.
Did you base your character on anyone? Like, did you know who she was?
I read it and I was like, oh, this lady's crazy. And I remember when we were shooting, I said, I'm gonna be nuts with her and do that and be zany and be hilarious because she does a lot of awful things. So she has to be compelling in a lot of ways. She has to be charming. She has to be, you know, on and hilarious. So it's a amazing, I guess what actors call it, a dream role. It's
yeah.
so fun.
And it's not easy to do. And you pull it off so brilliantly.
Thank you so much, Drew. People think comedy is easy. It's not.
Exactly. okay, I love this story so much about you are working at Pretzel Time.
I was. That was my first job, youngest manager in Pretzel Time history, by the way. But anyway, Chris Rock, who?
Chris Rock, who? Pretzel Time.
It was a great job for me because I had a lot of responsibilities, but then I quit it for the most benign reason.
Which I do still.
I quit jobs for any reason. And the reason for that place, we had a lovely, almost this color, champagne beige ensemble. And then they changed it to bright neon pink. And I was like, people will see me. I'm out of here.
So you are out.
Out of here.
See, I love that about you. What were you like as a student?
Oh, I was very studious. I'm a nerd. I'm still a nerd. And my mom, I grew up poor, so like most people. And my mom was really good at making small things seem like such a big gift. So going to the library was like going to Disneyland for us. Like, and if you messed up or misbehaved, it's like, you're not gonna get books this week. And I would bawl. Like, I was a real big reader, I still am. And taking education very seriously is what made me who I am now.
I'm so in love with you, I really am. All right, would you play my favorite game with me, red flag, green flag, yellow flag?
All right,
here we go. All right, we're gonna put 60 seconds on the clock. All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
You're at the movies and after every single preview, your date leans in and says, that one looks good. Okay, perfect. I'm like, Okay, your date keeps calling you milady.
Oh my God.
The guy you've been seeing shows up at your door unannounced.
What do you got with him?
Anything you want.
That's it depends.
You're at a party and your date pulls an Irish exit. They just
Without
disappear.
You?
Yeah, I agree. What if he said, we're gonna both pull an Irish exit together?
Oh, I love that.
All right, perfect. Your date chews with his mouth open. Perfect. He says he'll pick you up at 8 p.m., but he arrives at 7:30. Yeah, that is like...
Presumptuous?
But yeah, for me,
plus
I'm like...
I'm not ready.
We agreed on a time.
I'm not gonna be ready at 8.
I'm always late, but God, do I hate early people.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, your date signed you up for a date to surprise you, and it's skydiving.
Get out of here, come on.
I love you. Janelle, I think you are the coolest.
Be my friend.
I'm in. Abbott Elementary, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC and streaming on Hulu.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
Means tomorrow is a brand new episode of the Drew's News podcast. I'm doing a podcast. It is so much fun. This week I sat down with Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin, and you may know them as the hit wonder that they are, The Home Edit, the women who are changing the world through organizing. They've got their Netflix show. They're building an entire empire. I love them. They're good friends, and we're going to have them on the podcast. Girlfriend energy all the way. So I'm so excited for you to hear that conversation, some juicy debates we have over, like, is it okay to lie about having kids to get out of work? Interesting. Should we give people clothes for the holidays? I don't see anything wrong with that. Seems a lot safer than the lying. All right, here's a quick sneak peek of it.
You're right. I don't often ever buy anyone clothes nor get clothes because, as you said so eloquently, it's a tripwire.
Yeah, it is. And who needs that?
No one needs that. On both ends, you don't need
it. It's a very personal choice. Yes. How you wear things, what you wear. Do you like a certain drape, a certain size, a certain fit? Are you want this tight and this loose? Yeah, it's weird.
And also when someone is considering your size in a way that I'm like, I don't want
you
thinking about it.
Thought about my whole body intimately.
Is my butt gonna fit into these jeans?
But it's like a sweatpant?
Great.
Yeah.
No. Totally.
I feel pretty strongly.
Glad that we are all in agreement here.
Well, I went in completely neutral, and I'm coming out real strong with you guys. Now I think it's weird, and now anyone who gives me a piece of clothing,
you're gonna be like, you were thinking about me like that? No.
I know. You're so right.
The full episode is available tomorrow wherever you get your podcast. Everybody, we make this show for you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on the Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.